Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Buford steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford moves to third. Berry moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The catcher drops the ball. He picks up the ball and throws the batter out. There goes Buford. The throw to Casanova, and Buford is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball four. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McGraw. Valentine moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Howard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. There goes Josephson. The throw from Casanova to second, and Josephson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is hit by the pitch. McMullen moves to second. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Casanova scoops up the ball and tags Buford for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peterson moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0 for 1 in the game. AG hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Casanova hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Berry steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Casanova goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 White Sox. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Coleman scores. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Howard is hit by the pitch. Hank Allen pinch runs for Frank Howard. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peterson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Buford strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson. Berry reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. Allen bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peterson is walked intentionally. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. Valentine moves to third. Peterson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.